Welcome back to the Sons of the American Legion Radio Report on WVOX AM 1460 and heard around the world on WVOX.com. We have more military topics to discuss, so let's get to it. Here's Ken.
Hey, thanks, Jack, and good afternoon, everyone listening to the Sons of America Legion Radio Report. And John Turan, as you mentioned, Army football got off to a great start against Fordham on Friday night at Mikey Stadium, a 64-6 win that really Army played well on both sides of the ball. And to talk about the game with us, we're very pleased to talk with the man who called the game on CBS Sports Network, and that is Ben Holden. Ben, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Real good, real good. Well, Army certainly came out at home with a very solid effort. They took control of the game early. They scored on their first three possessions, and then Fordham started to make some yardage, and they blocked a field goal and returned it for a touchdown. What were some of your thoughts calling the game? Did you see this happening? Did you see this type of performance coming from Army?
I didn't think they'd win by, 58 points? I didn't see that coming, Ken. I thought it would be a lot closer game. I did. And, you know, tip of the cap to Jeff's guys. They were ready to play. And, you know, I think, you know, the word revenge comes up. And certainly 2 years ago, Fordham came up to Mikey and won. They won on the last second, basically, by two. And, you know, I think it sets up well for them to start the year because they've got another team in Buffalo coming in. And that's a game last year. I said to Jay on the air on Friday, I said, to me, this was a 10-win football team last year. I mean, they should have beat Buffalo, and they had a horrible game against North Texas. So you throw those out the window. So, back to Fordham, though, I thought it would be a really close game. I thought it would be a high-scoring game. I did not envision them shutting down Edmonds the way they did, but they did, and a credit to their defense. Their defense, to me, looks faster. This is my sixth year doing their games. So this is the sixth team I've seen, one game in, albeit. And this defense, to me, looks faster than any defense they've had. I mean, that was the biggest thing that was really glaring to me. And certainly you miss Jeremy Timpf and Andrew King. Those guys were great young men in so many ways. You know, over 200 tackles last year and what they did in the last 2 years of their careers to really help set up that defense. And I mean, to me, they didn't miss a beat. I mean, it was an impressive showing that way. And offensively, that's what Army does. I mean, they run the ball, and there were 8-10 guys that contributed to that, and that was really impressive. So I don't know that I've called a game. If I have, it's been another Army game where there was a game where no passes were completed by the winning team. That was odd. But again, that's what they do. They run it, and they run it as, in my opinion, they run the ball better than anybody in the country with who they have and with Brent Davis calling plays for them.
Absolutely. Well, I have to start with their quarterback, their senior, Ahmad Bradshaw. I've gotten a chance to know him. He's such a poised young guy, and he's tough, and he's earned a leadership role. And he had 177 yards, two touchdowns, obviously ran one ball, 71 yards for a touchdown second quarter. And really just really showed what he could do. But it seemed also the offensive line was really working well, opening up big holes. And Army had some size. You know, I mentioned to Coach Munkin after that the right tackle, Brett Toth, was 305, and they brought in another player, Jason Deaton, to start on the right side of the offensive line, also over 300 yards. So Army's got some size on their offensive line this year.
Yeah, they haven't had that in years, and they've never had it for the size these guys are. I mean, Brett Toth is, I mean, if he could go right to the NFL, obviously they've changed that rule, and to me it's unfortunate for those guys at the academies, but he'd be in the NFL next year. I mean, he's that good of a prospect, and, you know, I was glad to see him start. They weren't sure if he was going to start, weren't sure about Bryce Holland, and, you know, those guys, yeah, it starts up front. I mean, give those guys credit. You know, and Ahmad had 177, a career high. That run he had was 71. That was a career long. And, you know, to watch him, Ken, we've been meeting with him now for, this is our third year since he started, obviously. And to watch him grow up is really impressive to me. I remember the first time he came into the meeting room with us when we do our meetings the day before games. And last week was, of course, Thursday. And I said to him, I said, man, you wanted nothing to do with that meeting. And he kind of laughed, and he goes, yeah, I don't really like talking a whole lot to the media. And I said, well, it's a little different in here with us. And, You know, he's just that's one of the things I really like about doing the games at Army. I'm all over the country. I'm in the Mountain West next week and the MAC in another week and all that. But, you know, it's special for me to do those games there. It has been since day one for me. It means a lot to me and to get to know these guys. And, I mean, I'm on my second class of cadets. I mean, it's, you know, Ahmad's a senior, and it seems like yesterday he was starting his first game as a sophomore. So he's really grown up. He's mature. He's gotten a lot bigger, which I think is going to help him. And, you know, think about this, too. I mean, Brent Davis got three quarterbacks in that game, and he played at least 10 running backs. I got to go back through and count how many guys had carries. I'm working on Buffalo right now, but they got a lot of opportunity in that game to play a lot of depth and to build their depth. And I think that's huge for this team moving forward, especially we haven't even really touched on. I mean, there's seven or eight guys that didn't even play. And so that to me is impressive for the depth that they're building, the kind of players that Jeff Munkin and his staff are going out and recruiting, getting them to, as I like to say, to the banks of the Hudson.
Absolutely. Yeah. 15 running backs in the game for Army is really the, Jeff Munkin said afterwards, he tried to get everybody in the game. He wasn't quite sure who he put in on the kickoff team the last time they went out on the field. But you know, talking about the defense, one of the concerns we had was, replacing the two inside linebackers and then also the cornerbacks on the team. But Jim Nautical had eight tackles on the game. Jason McClinton had seven. Mike Reynolds had six. Cameron Jones, another new name, had six tackles. Chris Christensen had six. Jalen Sharp had five. Some new names to the Army defense all stepped up. Scott Washley had four, along with the captain, the defensive lineman, John Voigt. This is what Army didn't have 3-4 years ago, was any depth on defense. But Coach Munkin has been able to bring in really a couple layers of very solid players, which are going to help them this year. What did you think about the defense?
There's no question, Ken. I mean, they're very high on Cole Christensen. I mean, he looks like a football player. He's 6'3" and about 230, and you know, he's got the size and the speed. I mean, Aukerman's huge, and you know, you mentioned Voigt and all those other guys. Again, they had a lot of opportunity to add to and build their depth in that game because the game was so out of hand, and it was a good thing to see. And I was, again, the biggest thing I was impressed by was the speed of getting to the ball. I mean, I'll be honest with you, Jay Bateman didn't seem very concerned about Chase Edmonds when we met with him, and we touched on that on the air. And I don't know if he knew something or what. Obviously he did, but I mean, the last time he played him, I mean, he lit him up. So again, redemption, revenge, whatever you want to call it. They went out and played that. They played that way. They played with a chip on their shoulder. And let's not forget, this was a top five defense last year in the country. And, you know, the way they started out, they're right there again. So, and that's without Elijah Riley in the lineup. There's other guys, Marcus Hyatt and his situation. You know, who knows if and when he'll be able to play. The good news is he's getting better. But the Riley situation, that's a tough situation. And they're just going to have to take it a week by week and see what they can do. But the guys that played, I mean, no complaints. If I'm a coach, you're probably still going to find things you can improve on. Obviously, that's your job as a coach and you know, to correct things for the next week. But that was as solid as a performance as I've seen him have in all the years I've been around there. So the speed, again, was the biggest thing to me. Nautical, he impressed me last year. I was really, really high on him. I think he's a good football player. And Washley saw a lot of time a couple of years ago before King and Tim really kind of took over there. So he's got some experience too. And, you know, Brinson's the guy they've been talking about for a couple of years. Is this the year that he takes another big step forward? Because if he does, that's just another weapon they've got in defense.
Hey, Ben, we got to go. We thank you so much for joining us. Ben Holden, the play-by-play announcer for Army football on the CBS Sports Network. Great to talk to you. We'll see you at a game very soon.
Anytime, Ken. Thanks for having me.
Have a good rest of the day.
You're listening to the Sons of the American Legion radio report here on WVOX 1460 AM and heard worldwide at WVOX.com. We've got 15 minutes more to go with our program, so stay tuned for more news about veterans and the active military after this brief Fox News break.